Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. Hope everyone is having a fabulous start to their week. And I hope everyone had a fabulous weekend and they're just going into this week feeling really positive and uplifted from their church services on Sunday. So for today's episode, we have actually a kind of special episode for you today. Some of the songs we're going to do today aren't Christian songs, but they are all songs about coming back home. And we chose to do these songs because yesterday was the first day in a while that our church actually opened back up and we were actually having people back in it. So this episode is kind of all about that. So the first song we have up to you is Home by Phillip Phillips. And I just wanted to talk about this song for a little bit because of the beginning lyrics. In the beginning, it says, "Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road." And I think for a lot of us, opening our church back up is an unfamiliar road because, one, we haven't been to church in a while, and two, there's a lot of things that are different now due to COVID. And although this isn't a Christian song, the beginning of it really, I just feel relates about opening the church back up, because in the beginning it also says, just know you're not alone, because I'm going to make this place your home. And especially for me, the church has been my home for a very long time. So here is Home by Phillip Phillips.
Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road. And although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home. Settle down,
Today's scripture comes from Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. For whoever would approach him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. This next song that we have for you today is one of my throwback songs, kind of. This song is from a Disney movie that came out when I was a kid. It's called Let It Shine. It was a Disney Channel original. And it was all about this pastor's son and how music was how he worshiped. And this one main character, she ends up coming back to her church after being gone for quite a while. This is Good to Be Home by Coco Jones. And in this song, she says, "I know it's been a long time, but I've never felt that far. You were always on my mind. You were always in my heart." And I feel like that's so relevant for what we're going through right now and finally being able to come back to our church. I never felt that far because, I mean, we were at the church more often than others, but even when we were apart, we felt connected because we still had each other. We were still talking to people from the church and we were still doing our meetings, even virtually. So I'm so glad to say that we're open again because we can finally see each other. So this is Good to Be Home by Coco Jones.
Mercy, love, and grace. And though it's been a long time, I've never felt that far. 'Cause you were always on my mind, and you were always in my heart. It's so good to be home, where I know that I belong. Inside this house of love, with a family so strong. Gathered to shine a light into the dark.
today's fun, wacky little holiday is National Proofreading Day. And I would like to take a second to just let this one sink in and really comprehend this one, because today is a day about slowing down and understanding what we're doing in the moment. Because I can tell you, I procrastinate everything I do. So papers, emails, they're always last minute. I never go back through and reread to make sure what I'm saying makes sense, or, you know, is giving the right phrasing or anything like that. I never really pay attention to that. So today is the day that we're going to slow that down and make sure that what we're doing is, you know, our best work, and we're submitting, you know, the words that we really want to be saying. So make sure with whatever you're doing today, whether you're sending an email or a text or submitting a paper, just reread it and make sure it sounds just the way you want it to.
So this next song we have up for you is Church by Cochran and Company. And again, just in the theme of going back to church and going back home, the lyrics of this one is, "Take me back to the place that feels like home, to the people I can depend on." And those lyrics right there, let alone, really resonate with me, because I know in times of struggle, my church family were the people that I could really depend on and that I really knew were there for me. And in the, a little later in the song, it says, "To the faith that's in my bones, take me back to a preacher and a verse where they've seen me at my worst." And again, like I said just a second ago, they have seen me at my worst. They have seen me when I was the most vulnerable and when I really needed them. And that was my family. So here is Church by Cochran and Company.
There was a time that I swore I would never go back. I was blind to the truth, didn't know what I had. I was running, I was searching, but every place I turned for healing left me more broken than the last. Take me back to the place that feels like home, to the people I can depend on, to the faith that's in my bones. Take me back to a preacher and a verse where they've seen me at my worst, to the love I had at first. Oh, I wanna go to church. Trying to walk on my own, but I'm wound up lost. Now I'm making my way to the foot of the cross. It's not a trophy for the winners, it's a shelter for the sinners, and it's right where I belong. Take me back to the place that feels like home, to the people I can depend on, to the faith that's in my bones. Take me back to a preacher and a verse where they've seen me at my worst, to the love I had at first. Oh, I wanna go to church. I wanna go to church. The faith that's in my bones. Take me back to a preacher and a verse where they've seen me at my worst, to the love I had at first. Oh, I wanna go to church. Yeah, I wanna go to church.
The talking point for today is obviously about what the whole episode is about, us going back to church and us being together in person. And I know for me, it was really nice to get back into the routine of everything. And again, like James said before, even though we're under COVID restrictions, it was really nice to see those familiar faces and just see their smiles. Even though they have masks on, you can know they're smiling at you just by how their eyes look and how you've seen them smile at you before. And just everyone saying hi and being so welcoming and just being happy to be back together. And for me, it was really heartwarming because I recently, this past Friday, just got into the education program at my college. And I've been waiting for this for a while. And for me, it's been a long time coming, and for many people, it might not be a big deal, but it's always something that I have wanted in life, and all these people from church that had recently seen me post about it on Facebook were saying congratulations and that they're proud of me, and for me, that was just really heartwarming to the first time we were back together at church is have all these people rally together like they always do and tell me how proud they are of me. So that was probably my favorite thing about being back together in person.
For me, you know, I've been going to the church almost every week since coronavirus really started, since we've closed, because I was helping with our video services, and then, you know, I was still actively part of the leadership board, so I was there for that. And now with us live streaming our services, I was in for that as well. So I've been at the church almost every week since we've closed a year ago. It's kind of crazy to think it was a year ago this week that we everything started shutting down. And so I've never really left the church. We were still there. And I actually, for a while, I was living next door to the church. So I never felt that far from the church. It was the hardest thing for me was other people not being at the church with me. Because being surrounded by people is always how I've excelled. You know, I'm more creative when I'm around creative people, and I'm more, I feel more connected with God when other people around me are, you know, lifting up their voices to God, or we're all like doing a group prayer or a Bible study or something like that. And so today, being able to walk in and see other people there, it was so uplifting and relieving somewhat. And being able to hear everyone's voices while we were singing songs during service today, it was just fantastic. Very, very exciting. It was a different atmosphere, sort of, because when pastor said good morning, people said good morning back. And it felt strange, but it felt comforting. And so it's very very exciting being back in person. So I'm so glad that we're able to kind of reconnect and, you know, be with Jesus Christ together. This next song comes from one of my favorite Christian bands. This is All Things New, Take Me Back. And I know we just used this song recently on the podcast, but it fits into today's theme so well that it was hard to pass up the opportunity to use this amazing song one more time.
How did I get here? Just living for me. You're calling me back home to where I need to be. I know I can lay it down. I was lost, but now I'm found. So relight this fire in me. Take me back. I'm down, so relight this fire in me. Take me back to the place where I first believed. Take me back where you let me abandon me. 'Cause I wanna fall into labor. Do all that you are and remember. When I first believed. When I first believed. When I first believed. When I first
The next song and the last song that we have for you today is From Now On, and it's actually from The Greatest Showman. This is actually one of mine and James's favorite songs from this movie, and we just really love listening to this, and it's in our driving playlist that we have for when we go on our drives. And funny story about it is we can actually always tell when this song comes on, because we'll be jamming to a song before it, and then it'll hit over to the next song, and then you can't hear what it is because the beginning of this song is so quiet. So we always know that it's on because just how quiet the beginning is. And we know that if the song switches over and you can't hear anything, we know that it's From Now On.
We wanted to include this song in today's episode, even though it wasn't a Christian song, because of the lyrics at the ending of the song. And I will come back home. And he says it over and over and over again. And it's so beautiful how he does this song. But also, you know, it's from this moment on, the possibilities are endless. And so yesterday we opened up our church, and that was our From Now On moment. From now on, this is where we're heading, and it's opening up possibilities for us to achieve greatness and do new things. Even though we're still under COVID restrictions, we are moving forward, and that's what the song is about. And so we're going to come back home with From Now On from The Greatest Showman.
I saw the sun begin to dim and felt that winter wind blow cold. A man learns who is there for him when the glitter fades and the walls won't hold. 'Cause from that rubble, what remains can only be what's true. If all was lost, there's more I gained, 'cause it led me back to you. From now on, these eyes will not be blinded by the light. From now on, what's waited till tomorrow starts tonight. Tonight, let this promise in me start like an anthem in my heart. From now on. From now on. Drink champagne with kings and queens. The politicians praise my name. But those are someone else's dreams. The pitfalls of the man I became. For years and years, I chased their cheers. A crazy speed of always needing more. But when I stop and see you here,
I just want to say thank you so much for joining us. Sorry there was no episodes the last couple of days. Things have been kind of wonky for both me and Sarah. Our schedules have been really crazy. We're hoping to kind of solidify a schedule for this week and just make sure that we're getting out the daily every day like we want to be doing. I'm so glad that you joined us for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day. My name is James, and me and Sarah actually aren't together right now, but you're listening to The Daily.